Let's talk a little bit about your creative process a little bit. You've got two new songs on the album. One of them, War Paint. How was that written?
Well, both War Paint and Walk With Me, I wrote on the road when I was touring with the Winery Dogs. I wrote them in my hotel room. And, you know, I had demoed those songs and then went back and fine-tuned the demos, and then that ended up being the recording. But for War Paint, I really wanted a recording that sounded like a live band playing, and obviously it's me playing all the instruments, so that can be kind of tricky. But a lot of that came through the fact that I didn't do any real overdubs to speak of. So, for example, the guitar, the way it's recorded, it's one guitar, but for different sections, I just treated it differently with, you know, effect pedals turning on and off and that sort of thing. So by doing that and not having a secondary guitar or overdubbing, you know, background vocals or any of that, it does sound like, you know, three guys just kind of jamming, which was what I was going for on that song. And then if you listen to Walk With Me, for whatever reason, in my mind, I just heard a theremin playing in that song. I heard it. And so I didn't own a theremin. I didn't know how to play one. So I went on Amazon and purchased one and set it up and spent a couple of weeks messing with it. And initially it was extremely frustrating. And then I got to a point where I could pretty much eke out, you know, some melody. And I ended up, you know, with that performance that you hear. And that's another pretty minimalistic approach to recording. I did do considerable background vocals on the song, but the guitar track is actually a tiny little amp called a pig nose. It's a little practice amp that operates on batteries. And I remember when I cut the song, I must have did three or four different rhythm guitar passes, and I could not get the sound to complement the song. And finally, I pulled out my little practice amp and put an SM57 in front of it, and that was the sound that made the track work. So it's kind of interesting how you really have to find the right tools to get your vision across.